how the House budget might affect the Haynesboro, and the House of Representatives considers a carbon dividend. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Alaska House of Representatives passed an operating budget on Thursday for fiscal year 2020. While the budget reduces state spending by about $200 million, the cuts are much smaller than what Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed back in February. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the House budget would reduce the Haynesboro's financial burden when compared to the governor's budget.
At a town hall meeting in March, borough manager Deborah Schnabel explained that the budget cuts proposed by the governor would reduce state funding for the borough by about $2.5 million. Some of this loss can be attributed to the governor's proposal to eliminate municipal funding from the state's raw fish tax and merge the community assistance fund into the state's general fund. However, the most significant cuts for the Haynesboro are related to education. The governor has proposed to reduce the state's base student allocation, eliminate grants for early childhood education, and end the school bond debt reimbursement program. The Haynesboro has relied on the debt reimbursement program to pay off the construction of the Haynes School. If it is eliminated, the borough manager has proposed to increase property taxes to offset the cost. The House operating budget passed yesterday would protect much of the Haynesboro's funding from the state. The base student allocation, early childhood education grants, and the community assistance program would receive full funding. In addition, municipalities where raw fish tax is collected would continue to receive a portion of that revenue. However, there are substantial cuts. Although smaller than Governor Dunleavy's proposed 75% reduction, the Alaska Marine Highway System would still lose $10 million under the House's operating budget. Department of Health and Social Services would be cut by $73 million. In addition, the school bond debt reimbursement program would lose $50 million, or about half of its funding. The future of the program remains uncertain. Multiple bills in the House and Senate aim to eliminate it. The House's operating budget will now be sent to the Senate for consideration. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
Environmental advocates are working on new policy to lower the nation's carbon emissions. And it should sound familiar to Alaskans. Paying citizens a dividend. Barbara Bingham, a Sitka resident and a member of the Citizens Climate Lobby, described the details of the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce last week. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
It's called a bipartisan act, but so far only one Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives has agreed to co-sponsor House Resolution 763, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. The other 27 sponsors are Democrats. Nevertheless, the bill has attracted more Republican interest in past versions, and Barbara Bingham and other members of the Citizens Climate Lobby believe it will again, even though some aspects of the legislation target top areas of Republican support.
The policy puts a fee on the greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas. It starts out low and increases over time. This will drive down carbon pollution because energy companies, leading industries, and American consumers will move towards cleaner, cheaper options. The steadily rising carbon fee is applied to coal, oil, and gas in proportion to the CO2 output of the fuel.
The Citizens Climate Lobby would be the first to admit that there might be plenty of Democrats unwilling to sign on to legislation that significantly increases costs to energy producers and then by default to everyone who uses energy.
So what I've described so far is basically a carbon tax. Carbon taxes have been controversial for two main reasons. One is that they raise revenue for the government, and the second is that they are regressive, hurting low and middle-income families.
The Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act pivots on these problems, and Bingham claims turns objections into solutions.
The money collected from the carbon fee is allocated in equal shares every month to the American people to spend as they see fit. Program administrative costs are paid from the fees collected. The government does not keep any of the money from the carbon fee. Under this plan, about two-thirds of all households would break even or come out ahead considering the higher cost of living.
Like any major legislation, the devil is in the details. The act has chapters that deal with economic stimulus and job growth and limits on environmental regulation. This is where the Citizens Climate Lobby, itself a nonpartisan organization, hopes to gain traction with both parties in Congress. Taking questions from the chamber audience, Bingham addressed concerns that the act would harm the fishing fleet, a large consumer of fuel.
That's a concern. How do you protect that small business person? But the thing is, the households, every household will come out ahead. And the fact that we already do have sustainable energy really gives us a boost. And the thing is, once we have this in place, it will drive innovation. There's so many things we haven't thought about yet. Biofuels, hydrogen fuels, more efficient engines. I mean, there are ways to mitigate this, and it's going to take some time, but the dividend will help a lot to overcome that.
And what about the one-third of households that won't benefit from the act and may find it to be an economic setback? Bingham says it boils down to lifestyle choices.
The segment of population that will not come out ahead are the people, the more affluent people with the energy-rich lifestyles. And it's not just the fuels that we're using. It's the energy and the carbon that goes into our products, you know, the things that we use, appliances, clothes, all of that stuff. The more of those things that you own in your life, then the higher your carbon footprint. The simpler your life, the lower your carbon footprint.
Bingham and the Citizens Climate Lobby are pushing the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act with renewed energy, following a recent report by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that states there is a 12-year window for industrialized countries to reduce carbon emissions by one half before causing irreversible effects on the global climate. Bingham is one of five Alaskans who will travel to Washington, D.C. in June to advocate for the act. They hope to take endorsements from 300 Alaska businesses and residents. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.